Welcome to Ride Home Review. I'm Oliver.
And I'm Susan.
And tonight we saw Rosencrantz and Guildenstern Are Dead by the Queensland Shakespeare Ensemble.
Written by Tom Stoppard.
Yes.
Or was it Guildenstern? bit of an in-joke.
Yeah.
Now this is of course a sort of double act.
With Hamlet.
With Hamlet that we talked about, which of course you know because you are a regular, loyal listener.
Yes.
Singular. To our podcast.
Mm-hmm.
You would know that Queensland Shakespeare Ensemble are putting on this thing because these are characters from Hamlet. And there's a line in it that say that
Rosencrantz and Guildenstern are dead.
These are friends of Hamlet's. And this is kind of exploring, you know, it's what seems to be set to school students a lot to fill a gap or a silence, basically. Mm-hmm. Take a small piece and develop that unseen piece. So
yeah.
This is the original one of that.
Mm-hmm.
Although, strictly speaking, as I understand, the gap or the silence, you're supposed to write it in the same style as the original.
Which this is not.
I actually enjoyed it a whole lot.
Yeah.
In fact, more than Hamlet.
Interesting.
Possibly because, you know, I'm pretty familiar with the subject of Hamlet.
Yeah.
What I liked about it, you know, it's quite... You told me Absurdist, which kind of made me taste a bit of vomit, not just in the back of my mouth, maybe in the front. It kind of is, but it explores a whole lot of big themes like life, death, fate, destiny, whether or not we really are just players in a big script. Free will, whole pile of stuff without resolving anything, but just throwing that out there and letting you mull on it a bit.
Yeah, I found
it very insightful. Yeah,
I'm not.
You see, I'm
trying to figure out what I think.
Right, you are.
And so I'm just absorbing everything you're saying and kind of processing it, because I liked it. I'm not sure if I liked it more than Hamlet. Because I've seen Hamlet a lot and have such a relationship with Hamlet that I didn't have coming into tonight, and I feel like with just... I need a lot of time to process this work, because it was...
It was... very unusual. It was very interesting, and I really liked the concept of performing this as a double act. And if I have any advice to somebody thinking of seeing it, having seen both pieces, I would say my solid advice is to see Hamlet first, because I think that without a very sound recent knowledge of Hamlet, or having seen it, recently, I think you would miss some of the linkages and how it all fits
together.
And I think seeing it in the order that we saw it, which incidentally wasn't the order we were meant to see it, but we had to change tickets for Saturday night to tonight. So we would have seen it the other way around, and I can't reinvent history, but I think that fate... had us do it the right way.
Mm-hmm.
Having these characters, this play within the play kind of concept performed by the same people, made a lot of sense to me.
It did. And I know I haven't said very much, but I liked the show tonight, and I will be processing it for a long time.
Which is a sign of good theatre, really.
Yeah, it is.
That you don't just leave the theatre and go, oh yeah. I mean, sometimes that's good theatre too, because it's good escapism. Like, thank you, I enjoyed that. Bye. Paid my money.
Yeah.
Took my seat. Again, a warning, it's freezing.
Yeah.
So, dress. Dress as though you're going to the Playhouse at QPAC. This may even be colder.
Mm-hmm.
And if you know what that reference is, going swimming in ice in the Arctic Circle.
Yep.
Playhouse at QPAC, about the same.
Yeah.
Not that I've done one of those things. This is pretty cold given on any given night.
Yeah.
But look, I thought it was well worth a look.
Yeah. Rating?
I'm gonna go 3.75, maybe up to 4.
I was gonna give it a 4.
Yeah, about that. But yeah, look, interesting. Challenging. I imagine there would be some people that came out and go, "What the?" I actually like the fact the Queensland Shakespeare Ensemble took this on. I think it's stretching them a bit.
I think it's stretching them a bit in an interesting way that it's still related.
Oh, look, it's part of their core mission, but it's also mixing it up a bit, and yeah. I think that makes it really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Well done. That's about it. Good night, everybody. Well, good night to you.
Listener.
We
might be up to 2 listeners now.
Come on. I told you before, you can't count yourself. It's not a thing. Good night.
Night.